You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardians first pitch, 6:40 tonight. Kobe Allard is going to be on the mound for the Guardians. 2-1, 2.83 ERA. Could tonight be Stephen Kwan's last game as a Cleveland Guardian? Don't.
No.
And if it is, okay.
Come on.
I thought you were just going to say yes, and we were going to start a different conversation there for a moment. What?
You think so?
I think it's absolutely possible. Good God, Ken Rosenthal has got his ear to the ground. He's hearing all the other stuff. What? I got other people. Jeff Passan saying it. Other people are saying it. There's definitely a possibility.
I mean, what are they? Are they tanking then going forward?
I don't know. I think that this is the Emmanuel Clase stuff that's thrown it off, is that I'm going to get back to I want to get to these calls here in a second, but I got to say this. I mean, we're talking about the future of the franchise here. It seems that this Emmanuel Clase news coupled with the Luis Ortiz from a few weeks ago has given a lot of the writers like all the reason to kind of just go fire sale with this team.
Front page of ESPN right now. First picture, not the MLB page, the actual front page. First picture is Stephen Kwan under MLB trade deadline updates and rumors. Kwan to the Jays? Question mark? Maybe.
The first picture there.
I always thought we were a year away from Kwan because, you know, I never...
Yeah, you still have 2 years of team control after this.
Yeah, right? I never saw him... I never saw the fact that he hadn't inked a deal yet. You know, we've talked about that a bunch. I just didn't think this would be the year, but you're right. I mean, Kenny, maybe just this fiasco.
I think I'll be upset if they trade him.
Oh, well, everybody's going to be upset. Yes. Even if I thought they could win a trade. You know, the Dodgers. Remember the Dodgers? We played their radio guys bringing up the prospects they'd be willing to give up for Kwan. And it's like,
well, it was Kwan and Clase at that time.
Oh,
yes.
It was both of them?
Yes. And
do they still want Clase? I think legally, we probably cannot.
They have Ohtani, so they know how to deal with gambling and it getting swept under the rug.
What do we think about that, by the way? If we've had more time,
I think you're totally within your right to wonder why Shohei Ohtani. I mean, Chris Carter said it. Everybody got mad for him. Everybody got mad at him. You have a guy who's an interpreter who ends up being a fall guy for you.
Yeah. Now, obviously,
you could have been doing it together for all we know.
Well, that's the whole thing. It does seem impossible to believe that if basically your best friend in the United States is what, wagering $15 million?
Yeah.
It seems impossible that at no point while you're together is that brought up.
You get ready for the reckless speculation, even though I don't know if it's totally beyond the pale, to wonder how long did his interpreter went to jail, right? I think he just went to jail.
Yeah.
I think he just reported.
5 years?
He's in jail for 5 years. Can you tell a guy to do 5 years in jail if it's life-changing money for the rest of his life if he comes out there?
Every mob movie I've ever seen tells you that you can.
Ohtani coming out. Well, you got to ply a trade afterwards.
That's right.
You're making sauce?
That's how you cut the garlic so thin.
He'll be taken care of in there. He'll be taken care of in there. Scotch. It's a very good sauce.
Especially if he's still getting intel on the games.
Well, true.
That's reckless.
Yeah, you could always look at him if you're Shohei Ohtani and go, it's worth a lot more, and it's a bigger harm to baseball. If Ohtani were to go down for it, my God, it'd be one of the biggest scandals in sports history. But if an interpreter goes down for it, nobody blinks an eye. We've already moved on.
He had already signed the deal with the Dodgers. He already knew he's getting $700 million plus whatever. He's got a signature shoe from New Balance now. That guy's a billion-dollar athlete now, right?
This isn't...
Yeah, tell a guy, hey, I'll give you $100 million.
I mean, his interpreter should have got a shoe deal.
Because if you get...
He's got shower shoe deal.
How many has he got? Has he got $680 million? I'm just going to move past that one. Has he got, what, $680 million? You say $600 million. You get $50 million when you get out. Somehow, some way. You'll never want for anything in your life. You'll always be taken care of. Okay, 5 years. 5 years in the clink. That's hard time, brother. I wouldn't really wish that on anybody. I have to think twice about that. But if you're guilty of it too, one of us might as well go down, because we could both go to jail and you'll get nothing at the end of it.
If I've got $50 million coming my way, I'll be able to get some guys some credits over at the commissary to take care of me, I don't have to worry about it.
Even though if Shohei Ohtani were to admit it's his own money, then I guess Shohei Ohtani and going to jail, soups, and neither are going to jail. Yeah.
How many soups are you buying with
so
that?
You can always go on that, but I think it's perfectly within the reason, because I do think that there was some cloudiness there going, oh, Shohei Ohtani's just fine. Oh, you mean one of the greatest...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the biggest stars in professional sports, not just baseball. Well, okay, he's fine, but Emmanuel Clase goes down. Luis Ortiz arguably goes down. They're on a paid leave list right now until this thing gets cleared up. But already people made their calls yesterday saying, you know what? They don't even care. They don't even want him back after this.
I know. Look, it is. It's hard because it feels like the season's going off the rails, despite some of the good baseball they played before the first half of the season ended. It's just hard to fathom that the front office has not changed their philosophy. I mean, this is significant enough, especially with Class A, who's this huge trade chip. This does seem hard to not think they're pivoting at this point.
216-474-0092.
Okay, so we have Jeff Passan. Like you brought up, I gotta take ownership over this.
I want to get the calls, but yeah, go ahead.
The start of yesterday's show, I did stop you in your tracks when you brought up the Black Sox scandal. Well, you're not the only one.
Okay, here's to bring up that scandal. Here's Jeff Passan. This is audio courtesy of Pat McAfee.
In terms of Emmanuel Clase, things are not quite as great, because when you see multiple teams multiple players from the same team, you worry like, oh God, could this be another situation like the Black Sox where everybody is involved in something? Now, it was interesting to see the Guardians put out a statement yesterday saying that it is expected that these will be the only two players who are involved in it. Major League Baseball continues to do its investigation right now. The Guardians are not going to say that if MLB doesn't give them a sense that they haven't found anything yet. And yet we also know that these sorts of things tend to have different layers to them. So I'm not going to sit here and say the Guardians are in the clear at this point. I hope as a baseball fan and for the sake of Major League Baseball that is the case.
you very well hope that they're in the clear, because if you find out that this does have tentacles that go throughout the organization, and that that one report the other day ends up being actually correct, which is so right now it's
more
unfounded.
Pitchers, yeah.
Yes. As of right now, it's unfounded. But there were people. Let me go further with this, and then I'll let you get in on this. Just real quick. If this does get found out to go to last year, that's it. You're done owning the team. You have to sell. That's it. I'm not trying to say that to get anybody excited. I know what the majority of people are saying about the Guardians over the last umpteen years, for crying out loud. But if that happens and we hear about this, you have ruined consumer confidence. Because what was the original reason that the Black Sox did what they did? Didn't like the owner? Didn't the owner was paying them what they were worth?
I mean, I bristled at the notion about the Black Sox scandal, because that was,
I know you do,
what, like double digit guys or 8 to 10 guys?
That was 8 guys.
That threw the World Series.
That was the World Series. Yes, that was 100 years ago.
This seems like just some pitches to win some prop bets. I don't really remotely compare those two things, unless all of a sudden you found out that everybody knew and they were operating, you know, with whatever working knowledge was going on.
But
yeah, as far as the ownership, I mean, the fans would never accept baseball in this town again. Everything would be looked at under the lens of that kind of a scandal.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously hope it doesn't get to that, but a guy like Jeff Passan even wondering it leads me to say, okay, we're not out of the woods just yet. I know what Major League Baseball posted. I know what the Guardians posted. I prefer to believe what they posted there and say that this is where this thing is going to end. But if I got a guy like Jeff Passan saying that yesterday on Pat McAfee, it's like, all right, I'm not going to be done with this until it's actually done. Yes.
Well, and I'm seeing this now. Passan is now saying that over the last 48 hours, he's seeing Kwan has a real shot at being traded.
Wow.
So the fallout, this is something that's developed since the Class A.
Losing Emmanuel Class A is not a reason to just trade Stephen
Kwan. Hey,
I'm just
telling you what I'm saying. And Bieber's name also mentioned in that.
So this scandal changed everything,
yeah.
Potentially.
Why? Why did it have to?
Shift. It would be a massive shift on how they're operating this team, all based on this story. This could be one of the biggest Guardian stories then. I feel bad. I feel bad that I came after you yesterday.
Tweeted at me. That's fine. You come after me every day. It don't matter. I'm used to it. Tweeted me. Why then? Why does the season have to unravel to the point of trading away Stephen
Kwan? Well, isn't just this season.
Shane Bieber, I could have understood
that's
before
more.
The season. That's fine.
Yeah, this is a decade of
this
baseball.
Is the short term, maybe even longer.
Why did the season have to unravel? Why did the organization arguably have to unravel over Emmanuel Classe? That makes no sense. Are you looking for excuses?
What would that mean? What would that mean for everybody involved? The manager. What does it mean for the organization that we thought was as safe as could ever be?
Or the most responsible ownership and some of the most responsible ownership in all of professional sports.
His final stand as a Guardian. He blows another save. This time he doesn't save a man or Stephen Kwan.
Oh, God.
He's gone. I just feel like he's gone.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.